First of all, two apologies, sorry. Firstly, yes, food is, as you can smell, the aroma is spread through the hall, so I'll try to be quick and efficient. Secondly, sorry, I'm referring to a text, but I was keen to make sure that I got all the details across. Building communities, the Sufi way. Respected guests, I would like to welcome you all to our centre, and can I say how pleased we are to have you here for today's event. It's not every day that we have amongst us such a group of distinguished members of our community, and we cherish these opportunities to exchange ideas and strengthen our ties with each other. I would like to take a few moments to tell you a little bit about this centre, our aims and vision for the future. May I begin by asking you all to reflect on the question, who are the most successful people? Of course, the answer may vary depending on whom you ask. Within this audience, we would surely get differing answers. Once the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was sitting with his companions when he posed a question to them, who is the best person amongst you? As the companions focused their thoughts on this important question, they contemplated the successes of mankind and they could not find the answer. They, as we would expect of the great companions of the Prophet, then turned their thoughts to those who are devout in their worship of the Creator. Surely, some said, those who dedicate their lives to worship must be the most successful. But still they could not establish a definitive answer. The Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, then spoke to put them at ease, but also to advise the whole of mankind, including all of us gathered here today. The Prophet said, the best of you is he with whom others are pleased. The best of you is he with whom others are pleased. If we look back in history, the world has witnessed some of the most heinous crimes imaginable, perpetrated by humans against humans. Man has struggled with the task of living in harmony. Whilst we have made great technological advances, at the same time the world has witnessed the most barbaric of wars, the most uncivilized of cultures, the greatest of inequalities, and countless breaches of human rights. If we were to ask this question, who are the most successful people, to the victims of these atrocities or injustices, we would surely receive the answer that the great Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, gave. The best of you is he with whom others are pleased. According to this perspective then, the greatest people are those who have helped mankind to live in peace and harmony and to grow compassionate, principled communities. As Muslims, we count as foremost among this group the many prophets of God who have been sent to establish and guide communities around the world. But we can also find many examples of inspiring individuals who have committed their lives to the highest principles of justice, fairness, equality, and service to humanity. Modern day examples such as Mahatma Gandhi and Mother Teresa of Calcutta spring to mind. These great people also had two unique qualities. First, God-given capability. And second, the concern to benefit humanity and to build fair, principled, and harmonious communities. In direct reference to the benefiting of humanity, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, God will have mercy upon them that are merciful. Treat kindly the dwellers of the earth. He who dwells in the heavens will treat you kindly. I would like to share with you some reflections on one such unique individual from the Islamic tradition. Though his benign influence spread far wider than the members of his own faith and continues to do so to this day, I am referring to the great poet and Sufi mystic Jalaluddin Muhammad Rumi, may the mercy of Allah be upon him. Though I would guess that some, if not most of those present, have heard of this great individual, some may be surprised at my assertion that his influence continues to be felt beyond the confines of the lands where he lived and worked, now modern day Turkey, and beyond those communities of Muslims who still gain inspiration from the themes and style of his poetry. I make this assertion due to the extraordinary fact that sales of English translations of his poetry make him the best-selling poet in the USA today. Rumi expresses the imperative responsibility of mankind to show love and compassion for all creation, whether bird or beast, cloud or tree, from whichever human creed or ethnic mix. In the eloquence of his poetry, he was doing nothing other than elaborating for the people of his day and age and beyond, as we have seen, the teachings of the Prophet he followed. May peace and blessings be upon Muhammad. When Maulana Rumi died, diverse communities who did not embrace his faith, whether Christian, Zoroastrian, Jewish, all acknowledged the qualities of compassion and love for humanity that he articulated in his poetry and also embodied in his life. Now, Rumi was a Sufi, and the central practice of Sufism is dhikr.
Subhanallah.
Dhikr means the remembrance of God, and it is taught here in this mosque and at other Sufi institutions around the world. Dhikr involves recitation from the Holy Quran as well as reflection and meditation on the names and divine attributes of God. Like Rumi, a true person of dhikr follows the example of the excellent manners of the Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Thus, a practicing Muslim should not distinguish between categories of human being, as in Muslim or non-Muslim, black or white, and so on. The Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, famously visited a neighbor of his who was sick, even though the neighbor had openly persecuted him for years and tended to his needs until he was able to look after himself again. The word Islam itself means peace, as we are all no doubt aware. So a person who has immersed himself or herself in dhikr, remembrance of God, inevitably becomes an agent of harmony in the community, not of discord or enmity. It is in fact impossible for a true person of dhikr to be a source of harm or of pain for others. Allah mentions in the Holy Quran that the heart attains peace through dhikr. So how can such a heart spread fighting or enmity or darkness of any sort? Anyone who says that dhikr can lead to bad actions has in fact slandered Islam and has not understood the true nature of dhikr. And this is the essence of the theme of our overall discussion today. Building communities with the faith of Sufi Muslims for the work of the Khanqah Burnage Mosque over the years has been conducted in the same Islamic Sufi tradition of building strong, outward-looking, compassionate, principled communities. That is why Khanqah Burnage Mosque is very keen to ensure that along with spiritual guidance, we also provide a wide variety of physical activities. These include weekly sporting sessions for boys, girls, men and women. The Khanqah Burnage Mosque has successfully hosted large football tournaments which have been extremely well attended by the young people from many mosques and community groups. The hosting of such events has received widespread appreciation from all those who attended. Together with their parents, mosque and community leaders, council leaders, local police representatives and the press. In keeping with this aspect of the Khanqah Burnage Mosque work, strong links have been forged with the local community, in particular with schools, the police and other community leaders. Open days for non-Muslims are held and school parties regularly visit the Khanqah Burnage Mosque for educational trips. So we begin from establishing the core religious services, but then we progress from there towards community building initiatives. An important aspect of our work has been to develop the younger generation, the future leaders of our community. And as a result, we have an unusually large percentage of young people affiliated with our Khanqah Burnage Mosque. We have achieved this through a busy program of activities such as youth clubs for boys and girls, sports tournaments, support in education, and most importantly, through building informal relationships with the young people in our community in order to really understand their frustrations and their aspirations. In summary, the principal function of this Khanqah Burnage Mosque is to provide a place where a person can come to find out, or rather to remind themselves about the most important priorities in the life of a human being. These priorities are those established by the Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and they include to be regular in the obligatory congregational prayers, to practice dhikr or remembrance of God regularly and frequently, to be mindful and considerate of neighbors, to be honest and sincere in dealing with others, to honor the elderly, and to promote family and societal cohesion. To strive in every way to forge a strong, living, and meaningful relationship with our Creator. All of these are solidly rooted in building harmonious communities. It would be negligent and impolite of me if I did not say a few words about the person whose endless efforts and devotion to this noble cause has made all of this possible. Just as Maulana Rumi inspired the people of Konya and beyond, we too have a great Sufi in our midst who has guided the Khankah Burmij Mosque. Hazrat Shaykh Asif Hussain Farooqi, Damat Barakatuhum, may the blessings of his influence be upon us. This is a result of his tireless work for the last 30 years. He has for decades exemplified and promoted the attitudes of concern, integrity, and tolerance which have characterized true Islam across the centuries. His teachings ensure that future generations have the basic moral foundations needed to establish a successful, peaceful, and a harmonious society, incorporating people of all faiths and perspectives who can coexist in mutual respect and dignity. We are wholeheartedly thankful to him for this selfless service to the community. It is sad that he cannot be here to welcome you all personally, as he is very poorly. His health has deteriorated during the past year, but he has asked us to convey his sincere thanks and best regard to all our guests. We pray to Allah that our Shaykh be blessed with good health. He is a great inspiration for us all. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening.